So I think everybody's here.
There was a question last night of how to do metta meditation. So I thought today just talk briefly about what is metta meditation, what is it good for, and how to do it, and then finish up with just giving a guided metta meditation for those who are interested in doing that. As you have only heard, metta is kind of this ability of well-wishing, of friendliness, of acceptance. We chant the Metta Sutta twice a day. It's this kind of it's a good simile that they have in the suttas. It's the idea of like a mother to her only child, but it's this unconditional love, support. Really, just to embrace and to accept, the positive, the negative. Obviously, mother doesn't always, are not all kids, all infants are easy to look after, but the mother's always there, infinitely patient, wakes up, three or four times during the night, not really focusing on her own welfare, but focusing on looking after her young child, feeding it, calming it. So the ability just to be with the unpleasant sometimes. And the reason why it's a good practice is that it's a good antidote to irritation, the negativity that are, sometimes part of the human condition, part of life. And it's sometimes normal, We live in a family situation, we go to work, and from time to time, there are disagreements. There are different ways of doing things. Yeah. And then we feel, this negativity arises. There's frictions when we live in close proximity with each other. And sometimes we think it's our fault. But it isn't. It's just the nature of the mind sometimes. It goes to negativity. And with anything else, it's a training. It's like a muscles of the mind that you have to start training. For it to work. Some people say, oh no, I'm just an angry character. I get angry easily or depressed. No, you get angry because you focus on that, focusing on what's wrong with the world. But if you, with the training of the mind, you can train to focus on other things, focus ability to accept, ability just to learn and to allow things to be, to make peace with whatever's arising in the mind. And initially, it could be, some people say, nothing's more irritating than this guided meditation, guided metta meditation that we have to do. Sometimes that brings up a sense of phoniness, sense of happy, clappy. And initially, it may be a bit forced. But with metta or any other type of meditation, it's a case of kind of fake it until you make it. So I keep generating thoughts of goodwill, generating the dialogue of goodness, of acceptance. And then over time you'll say, it's taking roots. It feels more natural. But initially it's the same. When you go running, meditating, sitting, your eyes closed in a certain posture, it seems pretty artificial. Yeah, you're not used to it. But after a while, it's just the mind becomes more malleable. Mind becomes more used to it. And you find that this inclination of friendliness, well-wishing, is starting to grow. It's become more natural, how you relate to the world, how you see yourself, how you see others. But it is a gradual training that you have to start somewhere. So there's great antidotes for you feel that you get irritated easily, get angry, get annoyed, get negative. So from time to time, try to focus on this practice of metta meditation. And it's also a good practice for those who find that they have a mind that like to think a lot. So it's not a kind of random thinking, it's a directed thinking towards a certain direction. And so you have to generate a dialogue, generate some verbalization quietly when you are doing the metta meditation. And there are two ways of doing metta. You've only heard about more than once, but there's this two common way. One is do the category of people in your life, starting with the one you feel closest to, your loved ones, the one that's easiest to generate this feeling of love, inspiration, acceptance, of care and attention to. And then once that feeling is strong, the inclination is strong and steady in the mind, you start to move to the next category, the neutral person or the person you're not so close to, but still have a positive feeling to. Yeah? So like a friend that you're not so close to, not your best friend, maybe a colleague. The next, the neutral person that you don't know very well at all. Maybe somebody here you're just seeing for the first time, haven't really talked to them. This is a neutral person. Next is a person who you might have a disagreement with in the week, during the week, or a friend that you're not getting along with, and you generate this feeling of acceptance, well-wishing. And then last category of people, a person, is your enemy, person you never get along with for some reason. You always have difficulties with. It could be a sibling, could be a colleague, could be a worker, whatever. But the practice is only move to the next category of people only if this feeling of metta is strong and steady. If it's not, you stay where you are. Yeah, and trying to build upon that. So you move through different categories of people in your lives. And that's the one way to approach the metta meditation. The other one is to geographically, different directions. Yeah, you start with yourself, spread out to the people in this room, spread out to all the living beings in the forest, Perth, Australia, the world, cosmos, the different realms. Yeah, that's one way. Otherwise, it's just direction. North, south, east, west, up, down, different direction. So it's this ability just to spread light and love, positivity, everywhere, indiscriminately, unconditionally. Really, just to radiate that, the feeling of acceptance, of well-wishing, of support, of love around. Yeah. So that's two types, different ways of to do metta meditation. Any questions or comments before we get started with the guided practice? The final comment is, even when we're doing a lot of meditation, it's always good to try to do one session of metta meditation a day, especially during a retreat. It's the ability to, because sometimes, you know, negativity builds up when you live in close proximity. Sometimes the meditation is not taking root for some reason, getting a bit annoyed. And just metta is the way just to kind of smooth things along. Like the WD-40 of life, just smooth things out. Doesn't make that noise that makes the sounds all the time. Just a bit of spray, it's all good. Flows along. Breath is good, meditation is good, food is good. Yeah. Okay, so get started. So we have some metta towards the body. So set up a posture that is comfortable for you to hold. And as always, spend the next few minutes kind of bring awareness into the body to soothe and relax all the deep and tight or tense areas. you with a slight tightness around your eyes or your jaw area. Could be just sort of holding in tension around the stomach. Just wherever it is, just to connect and just soothe and relax. So a good time to make any final adjustments. Allow the body to be at ease. Once the body is settled, then you turn your attention to the mind. Or the first object, just put your metta to, you focus on the person you're closest to. Could be a teacher, a partner, your kid, your pet dog. Anything that's easy to rouse this feeling of care and compassion. Feeling of love and acceptance. You can visualize him in front of you with a gentle smile of peace and contentment. You say to them, may you be well, may you be happy. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be free from sickness and worries. May you always live in peace and harmony within yourself and the realm and the world around you. May you be blessed with good health, long life, strength, and happiness. May you always feel loved, respected, valued, and cherished. this point in the meditation, you get to focus on the space in the middle of your chest. Be a warm feeling starts to grow, or it could be the lightness, the light in the mind. Mind starts to get brighter. Free from worries, anxieties, free from the mental diseases of confusion and distraction. May you never feel loneliness, but always a sense of connection to others around you. The energy, the good fortune to achieve all that you desire. But also may you have the patience and the wisdom to learn from the failures and the mistakes that are part of life. May you always grow from them. May your path to liberation be quick, short, and full of joy and happiness. May your life be a blessing to all those who know you. So for the next few minutes, You can generate your own personal dialogue, things that you feel will resonate with. Anything you generate is feeling of well-wishing, love and light. So once this feeling of well-wishing, of friendliness is strong and stable and steady, then you can go into the next category of people, the neutral one. Say somebody who's just seen in this retreat, visualizing him or her in front of you. Visualize him with the smiles of peace and contentment. May you be well, may you be happy. May your meditation be full of calmness, bright, full of clarity. May your body be at ease and comfortable. Free from the mental disease of distraction, of anxieties, of depression. Be blessed with energy and good health. May you sleep well and wake up refreshed and full of vitality. always feel loved, respected, valued, and cherished. May you feel peaceful, inspired, feel loved and wanted. Feel at ease being by yourself, being alone, yet not feel loneliness. May you meet with success in all that you do. But also may you have the patience, the wisdom to learn from the failures and the mistakes that are part of life. May you always grow from the setbacks and become stronger from it. May you never, never give up until you achieve ultimate liberation. May you be blessed with good friends in your journey. So it takes the next few minutes also, and your own personal dialogue. Things that you feel close, resonate with. So take a few moments to bring your awareness to the mind. There's just a steady glow, steady brightness. Or it could be a feeling of warmth in your chest. And that is steady, stable, and growing. Then you can move to the next category of people in your life. Difficult relationships, the enemy, person that you never really get along with. This feeling of love and acceptance, of friendliness and well-wishing is strong and stable. That you bring them up into your mind's eye. See them sitting in front of you. You can say to them, even if we had our differences, even if we didn't agree on too many things, I still wish you happiness and good health. May you be free from worries and anxieties. May you be blessed with energy, longevity. May you always feel loved and appreciated. May your relationships with your loved ones you want of love, mutual appreciation. May it bring you much happiness and joy. The energy, the focus, the good fortune to achieve all that you desire. May your bucket list be completed and full of satisfaction. May you grow in love and compassion, wisdom and understanding each and every day. Always learn from your mistakes, grow from the failures that are part of life. May you be blessed with good friends and companionship in your spiritual journey. The blessings of the Triple Gem are always around to protect you. May your path to liberation be smooth, quick, and full of joy.
just a few more minutes before the session ends. So now it's just to reflect. How is that for you? Generating feelings of friendliness, compassion, of acceptance. Or is there something that brought the mind to stillness? It brings some brightness to your mind? Or were you distracted by other things? You manage to generate the feeling of metta. Just know what that feels like in the body, in the mind. Questions or comments? Or you continue doing some sitting meditation or change posture and try some walking.